Good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship today here at Resurrection Lutheran. Those of you who are in the flesh, those of you who will be listening later on our recording, the warmest of welcomes to you. There will be a day when we'll have live streaming, hopefully sooner rather than later. We're working on that. It's moving forward. So for those of you that hear this from afar later, you're probably hopefully cheering. So today there is just a short format or shall we say progression change here in our worship folder. We're going to start with the prelude. So I invite everyone to listen quietly as we hear the prelude, and then we'll have the welcome and announcements. And again, welcome to Resurrection Lutheran for worship today. I'll call your attention to the announcements, which are on the back of your worship folder. There is quite a bit of information back here that I'd like for you to take heed of. And also on the inside of that page 15, you'll find our prayer list, which we'll be lifting up these names later. Perhaps you tear that sheet off, stick it on your refrigerator, and you've got information on the church if you're the kind of person like me who does those things. So helps me keep up with what's going on. We've got leadership and preschool board meetings this week. We have Bible studies going on here. One will be in Hayesville. I'm also open to doing one anywhere else we can get a group of folks together. Maybe Silva or somewhere. You're going to start seeing things kind of expand a little bit, so we want to give you every opportunity to be involved. I know Tuesday morning they have Zoom available. I don't know about the Wednesday in Hayesville. We'll see. But we're trying to do different things to make sure everybody has an opportunity to be involved if you wish to do so in the Bible studies. And so any other announcements for the church family today that I need to make you aware of? Or clarify. There are some handouts out on the table in the narthex regarding the LCMS World Relief and Human Care. It's a newsletter with information about the efforts that this group is moving forward with through Synod. Any other announcements? Very well, then. The worship service is in your worship folder. Hopefully you've gotten one of those. So at this time, I invite the congregation to stand as we continue with the greeting.
He
is risen indeed.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh,
Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Invite the congregation to kneel, stand, or be seated. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I invite the congregation to stand for our hymn of praise. The prayer of the day. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens,
so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with him
who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
We speak Psalm 47 responsively. Children, let us begin. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises. Clap your hands, all peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Children, sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Congregation may be seated. I invite the children forward for sermon time together.
Just want to say something. Can you hear me this time? Because apparently last Sunday you couldn't. Okay. Everybody shaking your head, yes? Okay. And just for the record, my blood pressure dropped and I dropped. So. All right. I'm going to read you part of our gospel reading today. And it's, well, first of all, today is Ascension Sunday. And if you look at Pastor, do you mind standing up, Pastor, please? What is he wearing around his neck? A golden robe, and it's called a stole, or like a mantle. And he's wearing that special today because it's when Jesus went up to heaven. That's called Ascension Sunday. It was like, how many days after he rose? 40. And just a second, I forgot something. Okay. So his disciples were standing around and on this hill, and all of a sudden Jesus went up to heaven. And I want to read this to you. This is from the gospel. And it said that Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay in the city until you are clothed with the power on high." And then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Now, I know you've seen this before, but this is also like a little stole. And when do you get one of these? If you got one of these. You don't remember using them?
If you're a pastor?
If you're a pastor, you would have a really big one, absolutely. It looks like a piece of white cloth with stickers on it. But what were the stickers? Or what are the stickers? There's Jesus' cross, and there's drips of water. And the dove shows the Holy Spirit. And I think the whiteness just shows God all over, like God the Father. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But we give these little stoles to babies or big people when they are baptized. And do you know why we do that? Do you think it's going to keep people warm? No. But what they are, it's to remind them of their baptismal day. They became God's child. Oh, okay, they got a banner. Wow. We scaled down. Inflation. Anyway, but yeah, this is what we give the, you know, like I said, the babies or a person who's an adult or a kid, that one of these. And this is to remind them that, like Jesus said to his disciples before he went up to heaven, you are clothed with the power on high, meaning that God has put like a stole over them because they now have God's Spirit within them. And this is just something that you be reminded of. And that's why Pastor wears a stole like that too, just to say he is God's chosen one, like we're all chosen, and that we are his. All right, let's close our eyes and repeat. Dear Jesus, thank you so much as always for loving us and being our Savior and going back up to heaven so that we can be with you someday. In Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, thank you so much.
The first lesson is from Acts chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus.
The second lesson from Ephesians chapter 1. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us speak together our summary of Christian faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Since the ascension of our Lord was observed officially in the church calendar this past Thursday, and we here at RLC don't traditionally, as I'm aware, offer a worship service that day, we're including the readings for that day in today's service. Therefore, we are calling this Ascension Sunday for the purposes of our readings and our worship today. So why do we even do this? Why do we even observe this feast or this event which is recorded in the Bible? Why is the ascension of our Lord significant? Why does this event occur 40 days after the resurrection? Throughout the Bible, the number 40 has been prominently observed in readings. Rained for 40 days and 40 nights on Noah. Israel spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness on their way from slavery of Egypt to the promised land. Jesus fasted for 40 days at the beginning of his ministry while the devil tempted him. And we hear today, as Luke tells us in the reading from Acts, that Jesus showed himself to his followers for 40 days after he rose from the dead, and then ascended into heaven to be seated at the right hand of God. So, once again, I ask, why is this one of the major feasts of the church year? The reason Christ's ascension meant triumph and joy for his disciples then, triumph and joy. That's not to say it didn't come without sorrow and grief as their beloved leader, teacher, and Savior left them, first by dying on the cross. And at this time, the sense of loss was overwhelming for his followers. So Jesus had already left once through that awful persecution and crucifixion and death and burial. And now he's showing himself. But you can imagine that sense of loss upon his death following his crucifixion. Many of you in this sanctuary today probably remember vividly the events of November 22nd, 1963, when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. There was a period of sorrow and sadness across the country as scores of people mourned the tragic loss. And I mention this as an illustration of a small way, all right, an example of how Christ's crucifixion and death on the cross brought sorrow, sadness, and despair for his followers throughout the lands. And many may have still had John the Baptist's death fresh on their minds and thinking, oh no, not Jesus too. But hold on, all is not lost. All is not lost. Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension mean triumph and joy for his followers of every time and every place. For it's nice for us to know, as his people, as followers, that he indeed did ascend into heaven. There isn't anywhere on the planet where we can go and actually find him physically hiding out or walking around. At least not with our physical eyes. Thanks be to God, he's ascended into heaven. Every time we say the Apostles' Creed, as we did just a moment ago, we proclaim the importance of this act. The Creed speaks of the ascension as one of the stages of Jesus' exaltation. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. You see, the ascension is one of the major saving acts of our Savior, the Son of our Heavenly Father. saving work for you and me. In some Lutheran congregations, it's customary to have what's called Homecoming Sunday. It's a time when former members and friends with ties to a congregation but have moved away for various reasons through the years, they come home to rekindle relationships, reminisce about the days gone by, swap stories and memories. And as with all good Lutherans in this tradition, food is usually involved in the celebration. Oftentimes, a pastor who has served a congregation previously is invited to come home again and preach on this designated homecoming Sunday. For Jesus, the ascension is his coming home. Daniel tells us in chapter 7, beginning with verse 9, "As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000 and 1,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed." Jesus' ascension is significant because it is a celebration of incredible victory. After suffering so much for us, so much suffering. And Jesus' ascension is significant for us because he never stops working for us. Hebrews chapter 8, "We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord has set up. Not man." After Jesus ascended to heaven, he sat down at the right hand of God, and he uses his full power for the benefit of his church. That's you and me, all believers in Christ, sitting at God's right hand. Doesn't mean that he's necessarily in a specific place. It means he rules with the Father and the Spirit, ever one God. Jesus' ascension and this saving work for us is significant because he intercedes for us. We daily sin much. We deserve nothing but punishment. But Jesus, who died on the cross, now lives again. He's ascended into heaven to be our advocate with the Father. The Holy Spirit inspires Paul to write in Romans 8, "Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." 1 John 2, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Every time Satan comes before God to accuse us of our sin, Jesus is there to continually say, "This one is my friend for whom I suffered and died on the cross. The account has been paid in full. He, she, they are with me." Brothers and sisters, Jesus is busy getting our place ready. John chapter 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jesus' ascension means that there is a place set aside for each and every one of us in heaven. And so the absence of a physical Jesus, a visible Jesus in the flesh walking about among us, doesn't mean that he is not with us. In all the ways that he blesses us with his ascension, we receive his presence in a new way. When Jesus ascended into heaven, we sometimes think of Jesus going up, 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 and away, and there he goes. We don't see him anymore. But the Bible tells us he ascended until a cloud took him. He didn't leave us. Instead, he's closer to us than he has ever been. We can't see him only because he doesn't reveal himself to our eyes, not because he is not here. We shouldn't think of the ascension as, oh no, he's far away now. But think of him as out over the entire world, all creation. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, he who descended is the one who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. So you see, Jesus has never stopped being the Emmanuel, God with us. He is here now in the fullness of his deity and the fullness of his humanity. The real presence doesn't just mean that we receive the body and blood of Jesus by mouth. We receive the bread and wine of the sacrament. It means he's here with us throughout our worship. It doesn't mean he's at some far off supernatural place just waiting for that last day. He's closer to us than he has ever been. He is here now and for our blessing. We oftentimes think of heaven as a far-off place, but if you think of it in the terms of Jesus, where Jesus is, there is heaven. He's always with us, and as such, heaven is with us. And because of his ascension, heaven is much closer than we can imagine. Recall Matthew chapter 18, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Hebrews chapter 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And as Jesus is with him, we too are at the right hand of God. He has won for us heaven on this side, here and now. Jesus' ascension means we have more than just friends in high places, as we like to say here on earth. We have the highest friend in the highest place. Hebrews chapter 4, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has in every respect been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive and find grace to help in time of need. The true master of this and every other universe is our friend. He ascended on high and is still with us. He touches us in our humanity. He touches God in his divinity. He bridges the gap between us and God, and has all things under control for our good. He's interceding for us before the throne of God. And he's with us in our worship and comes to us in his body and blood, in, with, and under the bread and wine. This world is not without sadness and sorrow and despair. Yes, indeed, when sorrow, sadness, and despair afflict us, we have a risen, ascended Savior who knows our plight. He has taken our place and deserved judgment upon himself. That which we deserve, he takes, and is yet interceding for us with God the Father. now. No wonder there was joy in Jerusalem then, as we concluded the reading. No wonder there was joy. And so my prayer and our prayers, may we be blessed with this joy. May our prayer be that of John's prayer, Amen, come Lord Jesus. And in this joy, may we carry on in the work of the Lord until he comes to bring us to our heavenly, eternal homecoming with him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue in our worship folder on page 7. I invite the congregation to stand as we continue with the prayer of the church. Before we begin, I invite you also to turn to page 14 of your worship folder as we see a number of names that we lift up today in our prayers together. Let us pray for all people according to their needs in the name of Jesus. O Lord, your Son has ascended to sit at your right hand until you make all enemies his footstool. Fix our eyes upon him, ruling in the midst of his enemies, that we may have no fear of them, but abide in his peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, you have put all things under Jesus' feet and given him as head to the church. Have mercy on the congregations where you gather your people. Give your pastors wisdom and insight to hold fast to the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins. Open the ears of all who hear that we may rejoice to be Christ's body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son fulfilled everything written about him in the law, Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Open our minds to understand the scriptures that we may grow in faith, wisdom, and knowledge of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Father of glory, you raised your Son from the dead and established him at your right hand to give us a place in your eternal household. Bless our homes as we await the resurrection. Be the companion and consolation of those who live in solitude. Strengthen husbands and wives, that their love would exemplify the love between Christ and his church. Bless parents and children as they gather around your word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have raised Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. Guide all such authorities on earth that they govern wisely, operate with integrity, and maintain peace after your good pleasure. Lord, in your mercy. And God of mercy, you have sworn and will not change your mind that Christ is our high priest forever. Remember those who despair of forgiveness or of cleansing from guilt and shame. Console them with the certainty of unending grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you came in flesh and blood to live among us. You were crucified, died, buried, rose again, and now have ascended into heaven to intercede for us. Hear us this day as we lift up prayers for Pam, Dorothy, Eleanor, Les, Glenn, and Sue, Mike, Carl, Steve, Kimberly, Tom, Jackie, Ken, Brenda, and others, Lord, whom we lift up to you silently from our hearts and minds now. Send forth peace and comfort, and if your will be done, healing for treatments and rehabilitation. Lord, for the responses to diagnoses, Lord, help us to know, help them to know of your presence your comfort, and your knowing of their circumstances. For you are not far off somewhere else away from us, but yet indeed you are with us and hear our prayers this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for all those in the armed forces or first responders, medical personnel. We especially pray for Andy. Keep them safe. May they serve with justice and equity in all that they do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We thank you for missionaries Alan, Lindsay, and Josie, and Antoine Charles. We thank you for all the missionaries worldwide, both here domestically and abroad, who bring the good news of Jesus to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for a conclusion of a school year with a Great Beginnings preschool. We thank you for the blessing on the staff and families and for the recent celebrations and graduations here in the past couple of days. We continue to pray for our staff and families moving forward. As we serve them, we're serving you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son sits at your right hand, yet he visits us with his body and blood in the sacrament. Preserve your people from a casual dismissal of this miracle and give them repentant hearts to eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the offerings. They may be placed in the plates at the exits, mailed to the church office, or submitted through direct deposit. Please remain standing as we sing together the offertory, Lutheran Service Book Hymn 680, verses 1 and 2. Places. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Thank you.
invitation to stand. We continue on page 11 of your worship folder with the dismissal. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that out of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
The peace that is not the scientist's fault.